Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Someone once said, you have two ears to hear and one mouth to speak. Therefore, you should listen twice as much as you speak. And in some sense, the quote is quite true. As human beings, we can speak at a rate of about 125 to 150 words per minute, but we can listen at an even higher rate. We can listen up to 600 words per minute, so we can listen about four times more than we can speak. We have two ears to hear, but listening can be rather challenging. Listening is not easy. Listening takes focus, it takes energy, it takes concentration, it takes time and effort. They say the biggest barrier to listening is listening with your answer running. We have two ears to hear and one mouth to speak. But what ratio do we use? What does that look like in our relationship with God? In our Old Testament text this morning, we meet a young man named Samuel, whose name means he has heard. It's quite appropriate. We see that Samuel in our text is confronted with a voice that calls his name. Whose voice is it? What will Samuel do? What will he say? Will he listen? What does this text mean for our lives? We'll answer these things this morning. The text starts off by telling us about the sad state of Israel in the time of Samuel. In Samuel's day, the word of the Lord was rare. It was not heard often orally. It was not seen visually through visions often as well. It has been hundreds of years since the people had a prophet like Moses, who was given God's word like he was, and who spoke like he did. God's word was rare in those days. But this sad state also extended to the priesthood as well. Eli's sons, Hophni and Phinehas, were good-for-nothing men. They were despicable, and their actions were disgraceful, distasteful, and disrespectful. They treated the offerings with disrespect, and they took what belonged to God and gave it to themselves. They would lay with the women who would serve at the temple, and when they would be confronted on these things, they didn't care one bit. They were unrepentant and did not care what they were doing. But this sad state also extended to their father, Eli, the high priest. Eli was advancing in years, and his sight was beginning to grow dim and to go out. He was becoming blind and could no longer serve effectively like he once could. So Samuel steps up, and he does the duties of a priest. He took care of the lamp in the holy place outside the Holy of Holies. This lamp could never go out, and it would be cared for by the priests. Hophni and Phinehas weren't going to do this. Eli couldn't. So it was up to Samuel, and he did this task among others. And it's here that we find Samuel in our text. He's lying down in God's house, and while he is lying, a voice calls. It says, Samuel, Samuel. And his first instinct is to think that it's his mentor and master Eli, who is getting up there in years and can't see. So he yells out, here I am. But he doesn't see Eli. And so he runs to his place and he says, here I am, you called. And Eli says, I didn't call you. Go lie back down and go to sleep. Perhaps you heard something or maybe you were dreaming. It's okay. And so Samuel lies back down a second time. And the voice calls again. And he runs to his master and he says, here I am, for you called me. But Eli reassures the boy and he says, my son, I didn't call you. Go lie back down. At this point, the narrator interjects and he tells us just what is going on. He says, Samuel did not yet know the Lord, and the word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. The voice calling him was God's. And Samuel didn't quite understand that. It didn't mean that he didn't believe in the Lord or knew nothing about him. Samuel had not had God's word directly revealed to him yet. He was not yet a prophet, but that would change very quickly. So Samuel lies down again. And a third time the Lord calls him, and the same things happen. But something clicks in Eli's mind at this point. He realizes that God is calling him. And so he gives him some advice. He says, go lie down, and if he calls you, you shall say, speak, Lord, for your servant hears. And Samuel takes that advice, and he goes to lie back down at his spot in the temple. And as Samuel is lying, he hears the voice a fourth time saying, Samuel, Samuel. And the Lord stands in front of him. The Lord is calling him to be a prophet, to speak his word, to teach his people, and to lead them. Hearing this, Samuel says, speak, O Lord, for your servant hears. What an appropriate response. When God speaks, all we should do is listen. Someone once said that what made Samuel a great leader was not that he was a good speaker, but that he was a good listener. He tells God to speak, for he is listening, and God speaks to Samuel for the first time. How neat must it have been to be Samuel, to hear that word. As Lutherans, this text has a very interesting place in our history. When Martin Luther was a student at the University of Erfurt, he was one day walking through the library and saw a book chained up to the wall. They did this so that it would not be stolen. And this intrigued him like it would anybody. And so he goes to the book and he opens it up and he finds out that it's a Bible. And he begins to page through it and he comes across the book of 1 Samuel. Specifically, the first few chapters. So he reads about the birth of Samuel and his mother Hannah. He reads about her wonderful prayer in chapter 2. And then he gets to our text in chapter 3. And as he reads through it, he's caught up on verse 10, which fills him with great intrigue and longing. The verse says, and the Lord came and stood, calling as at other times, Samuel, Samuel. And Samuel said, speak, for your servant hears. Luther longed to be Samuel. He wished that he could be like Samuel and hear God's voice and to hear his word. Do you blame him? Wouldn't you like to hear God's voice? Wouldn't you like to hear his word and what he would say? Wouldn't it be neat to be like one of the prophets of old and to hear that word spoken to you? Luther didn't understand it at that day, but one of his later discoveries in life was that on the pages of the Bible, God speaks to us the same as he once spoke to Samuel. For God speaks to us today through his word. And this is echoed in our gospel text. God says in his word, follow me. When we confess the creed, we confess, I believe that I cannot. By my own reason or strength, believe in Jesus Christ my Lord, or come to him. But the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with his gifts, sanctified and kept me in the true faith. God calls us through his word. That's the instrument he uses. It's what he works through. It's what the Holy Spirit uses. God speaks to us, follow me. But that's not the only word he speaks. He speaks words of grace as well. At the cross, our Lord cries out, it is finished, proclaiming our salvation is won and our sins forgiven. He says victoriously in Revelation, fear not, I am the first and the last and the living one. I died and behold, I am alive forevermore and I have the keys of death and Hades. He speaks words of victory and grace. But he's not done speaking. In our word, our God speaks words of love as well. He says, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son. He speaks words of life, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. He speaks words of strength and guidance to us. Our God speaks to us today, and he speaks in his word. But he also speaks in his sacraments as well. In baptism, that washing of water in the word, God says, mine, you are mine. We're made his own by the washing of rebirth and renewal. We're part of his family, given his spirit, given an inheritance, and have a father who loves, cares for, and forgives us. Nothing will change that declaration or revoke those gifts and callings to his believing children. In his supper, where his word is spoken over the bread and wine, God says, forgiven, come and see, take and eat, take and drink. This is given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. God speaks to us in his sacraments. Our God still speaks today. And our text from Samuel reminds us of that. And so we say with the prophet, with Luther, and with our brothers and sisters in Christ, these words, speak, O Lord, for your servant is listening. Let's go hear what he has to tell us in his supper. In his name, amen. And now may the grace of God and the peace that surpasses all understanding guard your hearts and your minds in and with Christ Jesus. Amen.